What's up, family? I'm Juan Castillo, and when I'm on social media, my favorite show to watch is the Don't Shoot the Messenger weekly podcast. Chris G, Professional Sutton, Rucker Report delivers sports the way it's supposed to be, real and authentic. So get ready to be entertained. My boys are ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
The cameras are on, and zeros are on the clock. Get ready for the realest, most authentic, most entertaining sports podcast there is. You may think you know sports, but they know sports and speak the truth. Here to bring you that truth
is your Big Three.
Give it up for Professional Sutton, Chris G, and the Rucker Report. Jersey. There's nothing to debate when the message is this clear.
Welcome
to the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
Yeah, we are back for another one. Oh shoot, my damn thing about to die, but it's all good. I gotta have my sound effects here, and I thought I charged it, but I didn't charge it. But nonetheless, we are back, man. I appreciate everybody. Gonna have us a good time today, man. Chris, how you doing? Well, you know what? No, we can't. That's not how you start the show. Man. Welcome to another edition of Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. I'm your boy, Professional Sutton,
and I'm your boy, Chris G.
And on half the Rucker Report,
Jersey.
Chris, man, some crazy games going on yesterday, man.
Good game.
Crazy. You got to talk to the mic a little bit.
Now, what's some crazy games going on?
There we go. Yeah, man. I'm just glad that my Niners were able to get it done. All right. Now I know that there was some talk. You know, that's why I wish Ruck was up here. I know he's not feeling well. He might jump on. Chris, just let me know if you see him in like a little area, because I got my stuff minimized here, so I can't really see. I can see the Facebook. Hey, sweetheart, what's up? My wife jumping on. You know, she said, "What up, y'all?" You know, she always, you know, in for the check-in. But last night, if you don't know, it went down. It was epic. 49ers edge the Packers 24-21. One of the controversies was a fourth down call that was saying Jordan Love did not get the first down. But I think he did get the first down. He did
100% got the first down.
He definitely got the first down. I'm not even going to sit here and be like, oh, well, nah, he got the first down. I also want to compliment Jordan Love on how he played yesterday. He played a phenomenal game. Okay, he played a phenomenal game up until that last interception that ultimately ended the game. But I'm going to let you go. Yes, you did keep your face, Love. She. I ain't going to lie. She kept her face because I text you, Chris. I said, it was over. It's over.
Sure did.
Once they, you know what? I just want to say this, man. I love how the announcers jinx themselves. It's like, if you guys don't know, Kyle Shanahan is 0-30 when they are down by 5 points or more. And knowing Kyle Shanahan, I definitely thought it was over. But I kept it positive. Chris, your take on the game, man. You watched the game like I watched the game last night, man. It was one of those games that you love because you don't have no dog in the fight. You could care less who won. Well, I mean, money.
I wish that Debo wouldn't have got hurt for betting purposes.
Oh, yeah.
That was another one. And I wish that Christian McCaffrey would have got one more yard. So, yes. You know,
see,
and I was heavily invested in that.
Hence why, oh, here is the hater of the year. I've been waiting all year for my man, Jermaine Agnew. He said, Bills definitely ready to see out in the Super Bowl. First of all, okay, so just to let you know, Jermaine is a Bills fan. All right, Chris? He said that they are waiting
sorry to hear that.
For us in the Super Bowl. Okay?
How? Only thing that ever came good out of Buffalo was Griselda, and I got that from Quet.
Doop, 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 doop. All year he been talking junk. What's going on, my man? My man, avenge me, bro. I love you, man. I haven't seen you in a while, but guess what? I'm gonna be on Twitch later. You know, we got Twitch, Facebook, everybody, man. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I'm about to share this. Also, hit that share button. Hit that share button right now, man. And Jermaine, we're gonna talk about your Bills too. I want you to put in the chat so I can share with the world what you got to say. You guys got a really good game tonight, man. Thanks, man. Listen, I'm trying to grow the beard. I haven't been able to like go to the barbershop this week because I had COVID, but I'm definitely going to get it touched up. So, you know, I got to get rid of that. Got to, you know, get it, make it look clean. But Chris, your thoughts on the Niners and the Packers game yesterday, man?
Well, I mean, I thought first, I'm, you know, a little bit of an inside conversation that that we had together, me, you, Ruck, and my offspring.
Offspring. Stu, man, say it like he's like, I don't know.
my namesake. How about
there
that?
Go. There you go. He was acting in the song, man. My offspring. Go ahead, Chris, man.
It wasn't no accident.
This guy, man.
He wasn't playing neither. But anyway. Shout out to my son. The Niners did something that we've talked about a bunch, and I think that we need to discuss even further.
Okay.
The Niners are a great championship contending team. Mm-hmm. When they have all their pieces,
exactly.
As soon as one of those pieces are gone, you know who they remind me of?
Who?
The Golden State Warriors.
Ooh, okay.
At their peak before KD, and I'm gonna tell you how. They don't got the chips yet, but I'm gonna make this make sense. There's something about how strong in their prime Dre, Clay, and Steph were together.
Okay.
They were also the same team that could look like straight ass if one of them guys were missing. It was like they work perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
They complement each other and they fill all of their shortcomings. But as soon as you remove one person from that group, it blows everything up. And I seen a team without Deebo Samuels look lost.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy looked every bit of the game manager that Cam Newton said he was.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan lead him.
Oh, so you keep going in and out, but go ahead.
I said I thought Jordan Love outplayed him.
Yes, I agree.
I thought he was every bit of the game manager that Cam Newton said he was. And by nothing but the grace of Christian McCaffrey, they was able to muscle that dub out. Shout out to Juwan Jennings for stepping up. Ayuk was a non-factor. A non-factor. George Kittle looked like Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle last night. And I got to give so much credit to the Packers because, again, in the conversation we had, I seen a lot of Packer fans talking about we got to get rid of Joe Barry, and I thought Joe Barry did a phenomenal job last night. I thought Joe Barry did a phenomenal job against the Dallas Cowboys. I thought Joe Barry did a phenomenal job against the Chicago Bears. He put together 3 weeks of a defense that was already suspect with their best cornerback in Jair Alexander already being hurt. They even had Simone Biles' husband out there looking like a champ.
He said Simone Biles. Yo, you disrespectful, yo.
Listen, shout out to that man, but that's Simone Biles' husband. Hurt. You're hurt. So I thought the game was good. You know, it was a great game. It was everything you want in a divisional round playoff. It was, you know, for a second I thought Green Bay was going to get their get back for all of those Colin Kaepernick years where they went up to Green Bay and just housed them, all of those Jimmy Garoppolo years where it's like, all right, we got Aaron Rodgers, they got Jimmy Garoppolo. I know we got this one. You know, they really showed up and showed out, man. So shout out to the Packers. I thought it was a great game. But the Niners are on notice, because if they think they're going to win the Super Bowl playing like that, if Debo or Christian or George are not available, they're sadly mistaken.
Well, one thing that I would say that I did, you know, learn, you know, after watching last night's game is that the 49ers definitely were humble, and we needed that humble pie. Yes, we are. Ambry Thomas, okay, if I see you, just know it's on. But one thing about last night's game that the 49ers, you know, should take away is that we have a quarterback who does well, you know, when it's time to get the game closed. That's what I noticed yesterday, that, you know, you could say Brock didn't play well. You could say it wasn't a Brock-like game, but when the game was on the line, he didn't turn over the ball. And to all the non-49ers fans, we are not that far removed from Jimmy G. Because Lord knows, when we had Jimmy G, we were not confident that he would not turn the ball over in the comings of the game. Aaron Scott Fleming, what is going on, man? I read your comment talking about some, even the sunshine on the dog's ass. And guess what? We some dogs then, okay? Because the sun was shining on our ass, unlike the Cowboys. But one thing I would say is that Brock did do what he was supposed to do. That's what I'm saying. Because you can, you know, recognize we were kind of debating, going back and forth, and he said Brock is not special. People gonna put him on a pedestal. Hey, listen, we can argue semantics all we want, but he got the job done. He did not turn the ball over. In the NFL, as you go, you learn doing little is sometimes doing the best. And we saw that Jordan Love, he was doing great things, checking the ball down, wasn't turning it over. And then at the end, he just did too much, which caused him the game. So I'll take what Brock, you know, played like yesterday, because that's what we needed. That was the wake-up call. Like, all right, now we know we can win. We can't be BSing now. We can't be BS. Oh, sweetheart, thank you for the 99 stars. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yo, what does that mean?
So basically, it's like some coin that you can turn into money later, I guess. I don't know. I think I'll look it up, but
oh, okay. Well, I mean, first of all, thanks to Myra. She, you know, she stayed looking out.
So, but you know, definitely.
I just did. You know, I'm just a little bit. I told you and Myra last night. The only thing I do internet for recipes and, you know, anyway.
A lot of cake is what you say. But
cake all around.
Listen, No, and I gotta agree with you. And shout out to my man Omar Thomas, man. He said it like, "Yo, you guys, you know, whenever it's a piece missing, yo, yeah, it's just a different flow. It really flow different." And I think
they really that, not next man up. They yo, really not the next man up type of team, yo.
Because you know why? Because that's, you know, and it's so sad, and just the paradigm of how we play. Right prior to this year, Chris, what were we? Next man up. We were so used to getting hurt that it was like, oh, it was just inevitable, right? So this year, when we had injuries, but they could go away, it was like, now what do we do? Yo, we still got to play ball. We still have to play ball like it's no tomorrow. And so Kyle Shanahan has to talk to the squad and be like, yo, listen, this is literally it. This is the NFC Championship game. What happened in the divisional round has happened, and we need to play our game next Sunday. That's it. That's it. All right?
I think you guys are, and I need to make this very clear. I think you guys are significantly better than Detroit and significantly better than the Buccaneers, whoever you play.
Right.
I do think weather was somewhat of a factor.
Okay.
It was
it was the type of rain. See, if it was like a downpour, constant rain, you adjust to that type of game and you play that type of style throughout. But it was that light, foggy, make everything slick and slippery type of rain.
Which I don't like.
And I do think it played, I think it wound up benefiting y'all in some aspects. I think it's one of the reasons why your kicker missed a kick, but I also think it's the reason why Green Bay's kicker missed his kick that would have, you know, potentially had the game tied up, which would have been great for me because then Christian McCaffrey would have got that 1 yard. But I digress.
Yes, please do. This guy, man.
You guys, I think, for your own confidence, whoever you guys play in the NFC Championship game, you need to dominate.
Yes, I agree.
You guys need to dominate. I mean, it needs to be get your lunch pail ready.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't in our league. Whoop it.
I agree.
Even if now it should be a given if it's the Buccaneers. But even if it's Detroit, it needs to be that whole Dan Campbell bite your kneecap shit is on the back burner.
Yeah, I agree.
It really needs to be because here's the thing. I don't know if the Ravens are going to get to the Super Bowl or not. I don't know that. This is what I do know. Whoever they play, if the Ravens win, they're going to beat the brakes off them.
Okay.
They're going to beat the brakes off them. And y'all guys need to match that energy. Because if you guys are playing the Ravens, there's some get back on the table. But they are uniquely built to give you guys problems.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys need to be riding high on the confidence.
I agree. So hopefully, man, I'm trying to, you know, work this, my magic. Because I got a guest coming on, my man Hambone. He's a Ravens fan. So I, you know, I want my man to come up here and talk his talk.
The president, you know, of M.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, he is. Don't
you know
forget
what
it.
The M stands for.
M and B Bennett. Peace, God, man. Good to see you as always, man. You know, love to always see you doing your thing. But yeah, no, we're going to have to flex our dominance. And I think that this is where we talked about all year, Chris. I said, I think Kyle Shanahan might be saving it for the big ones, right? I think he might be saving it for the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl to say, hey, I'm going to show you what's up. And here go Hub Roberts, who is a Cleveland native, but also a Vikings fan. What's good, man? Listen, light skin Key Sweat in the building. He said, Bills winning the Super Bowl. You crazy. First of all, again, if you look underneath, it says, are the Bills ready? Okay?
No. Because
they still got to play. Go ahead, Chris. Talk to me. Here's my thing
with Josh Allen. And I mean this. Josh Allen always going to give the other team a chance. He gave the Steelers out there running around with a quarterback that you could get off a high school team right now.
Literally.
And they had it 24-17. If you go back to the Miami Dolphin game, 3 turnovers, 2 of them in the red zone, and 1 fumble in a crucial spot. Josh Allen is always going to give the other team a chance to win. And you know what happens when you do it against – see, when you do it against bad teams, you can escape. Like, because you're so much more talented. You're so much more polished. That you can find a backdoor exit. But when you do it against good teams like the Ravens, like the Chiefs, like the Niners, if you're playing. Yo, that bill is going to come due. It's going to come due. There's a saying in my line of work in the CNC field. Pay your receipts. Because if you take from one side, you got to take it. If you add from one side, you're taking it from the other. If you take from one side, you add it to the other. And Josh Allen is that personified. He is going to take from one side, but he's going to leave another side open. So I wouldn't put any faith in Josh Allen doing anything other than disappointing.
Chris, you
want to feel about Josh Allen. Now, I know Shady McCoy think Josh Allen is the best thing since sliced bread. But I don't know. Every big game I seen him in, he lost.
Well, you know, Shady got that. You know, he got kind of like the Shady beard,
you know. Shady be on that loud pat.
He might.
That's what Shady be on.
He might be on that booger sugar sometime.
He probably is on that booger sugar.
But he be talking. You know,
I will never, ever trust Josh Allen. I won't. I need to see it. Matter of fact, last year, weren't they prime last year?
Oh yeah.
Yo, we got everything. We stat. Joe Burrow came in there and smoked his ass.
Smoking on that Joe Burrow pack.
Smoking on that Joe Burrow. Like, that's where I'm at with him. So we'll see. We'll see if he can even get past Patty Mahomes. Cause I ain't never seen him beat Patty Mahomes in a playoff game.
Nah.
Whether it's Buffalo or Kansas City. I ain't never seen him beat him.
And hence the reason why I said, are the Bills ready? Because I know all year long, everybody like, oh, you know, the Chiefs dropping passes. The Chiefs is this, the Chiefs is that. They not like the old Chiefs. I said, one thing the Chiefs do have, and Patrick Mahomes has, is playoff experience. Okay? You could say what you will about the, because we know the in-season games mean little to nothing to teams that have a destiny to fill, right? Teams who want to be where they need to be. Like those teams, you know they are going to try their best to win. Like, so all that in-season, they don't care about that. You think that the Niners or the Ravens cared about if they had their starters at the last game, if they lost or what? They didn't care. They didn't care because you know what? Their main objective is to win in the playoffs and to dominate and to get to the big one and to crush people while they get there. That's what matters. So Patrick Mahomes, he knows how to save it for the playoffs. You saw what he did last week. You saw what he did. And people say, okay, well, Miami wasn't good. Miami, you know, they had to go to Kansas City to play it, so it wasn't fair. But guess what? It's fair now. Because Buffalo is just like Kansas City when you talk about weather-wise in January. And one thing we saw Patrick Mahomes do time and time again in January, Chris, what is that?
Win.
One thing we have not seen Josh Allen do in January is do what?
Win.
So when you're talking about who's going to get it done, we
you know it's crazy too because it's crazy too because you know Josh Allen has not gotten it done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need to make that very clear. But they make excuses for it. It was like, oh well, you know, he basically played Patrick Mahomes to a top. Maybe he would have won, but he didn't. And I bring that point up because of this.
What up, Steve?
Because they're already talking about Lamar Jackson right now. They don't even care if he win the MVP. That'd be two to Josh Allen, zero.
Uh-huh.
They told him, man, if he don't win a Super Bowl, it's kind of just another failed season. Well, then what the fuck is Josh Allen?
Oh.
What failed seasons?
You know why.
Of course I know why. But that's the shit that gets under my skin.
Yep.
The Josh Allens, the Justin Herberts of the world, them niggas ain't shit.
No.
They ain't done shit. At least you can say about Lamar. First of all, about to be a two-time MVP. There's only been nine of those.
Mm-hmm.
To win multiple MVPs. So, you know, take that for data. The other part that kills me is the way that these other quarterbacks can be exalted and praised for their play, even when they're not successful.
Uh-huh.
But if Lamar is unsuccessful, he's a stain on the league.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson, first of all, shouldn't even be dinged for his first playoff game. He was a rookie. Yep. He was a rookie who, when Joe Flacco got hurt, he just came in and did nothing but proceed to get to the playoffs. They went against the Titans, I believe, who were an experienced team. Baltimore has been known for years not to have any weapons, and he was out there running for his life. Now, did he have some mishaps? Of course he did. But, I mean, has he had more mishaps than my GOAT, Peyton Manning? Because I can recall.
Here we go.
I can recall Peyton Manning losing as the number one seed five times, six times. First round of the playoff, bang.
Out of there.
If I'm not mistaken, Peyton Manning's playoff record is like 14 and 13. That's not great. But nobody would ever say anything about Peyton Manning not winning. And you got what, four of them things? He got four MVPs, five MVPs?
He up there. Now, Steve, I just want to say this, and real quick, and it's to add to the point. It says, not sure if you've seen Rich Sherman says Josh Allen is more valuable to his team than Lamar is to his. Any thoughts? Richard Sherman.
Say it one more time.
Okay, he said, not sure if you've seen Rich Sherman said Josh Allen is more valuable to his team than Lamar is to his.
Richard Sherman is the perfect example. Just because you went to a smart school don't mean you smart. Yo, you mean to tell me that if you threw Tyler Huntley out there for Baltimore, they're going to be, what was they this year? What, they was three games?
Four because of the last game in the season, but I mean four.
So was they 14-4?
Yeah. They were 14-4, yeah. Come on. And then again, that last game, again, was because of, you know, they want the rest of their players. Smart. Not trying to get anybody hurt. Not going to do that. Again, and so I was trying to wait till Hambone got to get on because I want him to talk about his Ravens because, you know, he's a Ravens fan. So, but I do want to move on real quick. And then, you know, we're going to jump back and forth. But the matchup that I'm ready to see tonight is the Lions and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here's why I want to see that, right? I want to see it because, like, I want to see how the environment with the Lions is going to be. Shout out to my man, Sean the Slime, my man, Ray Taylor, you know, everybody out there in Detroit, you know what I mean? T Grizzly, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Detroit. I'm going to be out there this summer.
Okay. I mean, so BFB, Duck, what up, baby? Anyway, so now, because of the group that I'm in and the groups, you know, it's a lot of, you know, people from the Midwest, some, you know, not a lot, but enough people from Detroit. And tickets are crazy. Tickets last week was $200. Now they $600-$700, man. And that's for the nosebleeds.
Well, and you're talking about the potential of being able to go to their first NFC championship game in what, 30 something years.
Yo, it was crazy. So they had a graphic. They had Madden 93 and Madden 2024. They said this is the last time that the Lions have like their playoff wins. When this game came up.
Yo, they starving out there. Dude, I mean, you
think about literally.
Literally, they starving out there. You're talking about, first of all, they ain't had a championship team, and I don't count up north. That ain't real. they had a championship team since the Detroit Pistons. What was that, 04?
Yeah,
04, 05. Mm-hmm. They won the chip. So, you know, they starving for that. I mean, you know, can't nobody be happy about, you know, fucking Ann Arbor. They don't really like them like that out there.
I mean, listen, they still won. Michigan,
I mean, it's tainted. It's gonna get stripped.
No, listen, I'm not going to get into that right now. I'll let you have your fun with that on another show. Trying to keep it positive for some of my Michigan people.
Yeah, man, fuck Michigan. You heard? This nigga crazy, man. It's Buckeye till I die out here.
This nigga crazy, man. He need Jesus.
Wait, hold on. They going to be sick of me when I move the studio into the men in the Buckeye man cave. They going to be sick of me.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit dope.
All of that paraphernalia I got up in there.
Your man cave dope. I mean, from what I'm seeing, listen, that junk gonna be the shit. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I am anxious to see and excited too to see how Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, you had it right.
Because to me, they're the same person. I don't give a fuck what you talk about. You're saying Baker Mayfield, Johnny Manziel, they're all the same, man. But Baker Mayfield has been holding down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense for the past, season or so, and he has been doing it very well. But also, on the other side, you got that Detroit Lions defense who is ferocious. Ferocious, led by Aaron Glenn, who's a defensive coordinator. Shouts out to him, who was a tremendous cornerback with the Jets. So he's not used to winning. But, I mean, right here, you know, this is all new to him. Dan Campbell. You know, it's something that Detroit did not.
Ain't none of them used to win.
Nah, because remember last year, I'm watching Hard Knocks. Like, yo, the Lions gonna be ass. Straight up last year, remember I was like, yo, this shit is. I never seen a Hard Knocks where it looked like it was going against them. But you know, Dan Campbell and you know Aaron Glenn were able to say, all right, this is what we need. And I know you don't like him because he's from up north. He's from Michigan. But Aiden Hutchinson has been a problem at the edge, man. You know?
Well, look, they've been able to, with their defensive scheme and with Aiden Hutchinson, they've been able to do what the Niners definitely did do last night, which is get some pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah. With two Ohio State guys, man. What's up, Chris? Anyway, go ahead. Hey, ever since, listen, you know what? I just want to put it out there, man. I just want to put it out there. Now I'm going to shut my goddamn mouth. Ever since Ohio State been losing to Michigan, my boy Bosa ain't been playing the same. Okay, I just want to put it out there. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead.
Yo, he's disgusted. You know, I don't know if I know I've said this to you privately, but you know, when you beat Michigan at Ohio State, what you get is a gold chain with a pair of pants, a gold plated pants.
Mm-hmm.
There are Ohio State graduates, you know, fifth year, 6 year seniors that got 5-6 of them things. Mm. Okay? Nick Bosa, his whole career, never lost to Michigan.
His brother either.
Joey might have lost the 1 year. I gotta think about that one. Okay. He might have looked. I don't know if he was there when Luke Fickle was the coach for that 1 year between Tressel and Urban. Okay. He might have been there. So he might have lost. He might have been a freshman. I would have to double check.
Okay.
But you know, it's painful to know that there are Ohio State players that don't got pants, let alone pants through their whole tenure. So that's hurt. That's deep. By the way, Chase never lost to Michigan either. So that shit hit hard. That shit hit hard. But I know one thing. I do know one thing. And I feel confident in saying this. If they go against the Detroit Lions, the smoke is coming. Smoke is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're gonna take some. And I'm gonna tell you one better. If they get to the Super Bowl and they play the Ravens, oh, yeah, you got to get this smoke for your brother. You got to get this smoke for your brother.
And so, you know, when you're talking about the 49ers and you talk about the Lions, that's a matchup you want to see, because you want to see what them defenses can do. Because 49ers, we're just going to pin our tails back and pin our ears back, and we're just going to go. You know, and we're just going to go, because I'm telling you, last night game is what we needed. We needed to get all the rust off. We needed to say, okay, well, we got it done. Now what do we do? That was our chance. How are we going to make up for this? You know, and one thing that the Lions have been doing, they have been having a good good, solid defense. That defense is what anchors that team. But also on the other side, the offense, they've been running the ball heavily too. But one thing, you know, that they have not faced is a defense like the 49ers. They have not faced a defense like the 49ers, but they did.
Here come the president of M.
Okay.
The president of M.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on, Handball. Hold on. I gotta get you in here. Hold on, man. I gotta do some work, man. Hold on, man. Let me.
Handball, it was smiles, but it wasn't at halftime. Muggs was sweating at halftime.
Hold on, Handball, because nobody can hear you right now. So I don't want you to say all this in vain. So we can hear you because you're backstage. But no one else can hear you. So let me make sure Hand Bone is good. Okay, let me see here. This thing looked like Rock. Charles Dutton off of damn. Look at this. Charles Dutton off of what's that? Yeah. Rudy. Where did Bill Cosby hat from? What the hell? Let me see. Let me just make sure that I got you here, man, because I want to make sure everybody can hear you. Me here, so I got Chris Link. Say something for me here. Okay, all right, there we go. They're gonna be able to hear. Wait, let me get your link here. Okay. Oh, let me see here. All right, because I don't want it to be like a double take. Hold on.
I see we got a Chief Kingdom fan in the building, Joshua Parker.
What's good?
I think I'm rolling with you, man. I'm rolling with the Chiefs tonight. You know what? I want to see, because I don't want to see Josh Allen choke like I know he is. I want to see, and Hambo going to think I'm lying, but I'm dead serious. I want to see Lamar beat Patty Mahomes. No. Talk about when it count in the championship. That's what I want to see because and listen, I root for my boys' success and Quet, but I really want to see Lamar win that Super Bowl.
Let me get it in. Hold on. Let me see. Let me add this browser here. Hold on. Yes. Hold on. Hold on. We coming, y'all. I'm gonna take you out to a commercial break for 1 second. Hold on. I'm gonna take you out to a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages. All right, let me see. All right, so they can see your handball. Gotta make sure that.
Listen, oh, man. Yeah. Oh, Ruck here too.
Ruck here too? I don't see.
Yeah,
no,
I see him.
I don't see Ruck in the thing. No, I see no Ruck picture is on the, you know, Facebook
screen. Picture.
So okay. Got a picture. Let me see. Let me see him, but let me take this down. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna meet all of us, Chris. Chris, say something for me.
Check one, two, check two.
All right, okay, so I'm going to mute this so we ain't got to have. There we go. Hambo, say something for me.
Super Bowl.
Why is your thing echoing like that? That sounds nasty. What kind of phone you got?
Maybe because I got my earpiece in. Need me take my earpiece out?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds loud. I mean,
Let me try.
How's that?
It's still a little echoey, but it's a little better though.
Let me see if I go over to I'm on the website you sent me.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on, let me see.
Something. Oh, now I hear the echo. Yeah. I didn't hear it before until right now.
I don't know what
happened. Now I got an echo too.
Yeah, now I hear it.
Oh, here we go. Echoing remnants of this losing Ravens. I don't know. So I'm gonna have you hang up, Handbone, and then come back.
All right.
Oh, wait, hold on. No. What happened? Say something.
I said, all right, bet.
All right, bet. All right. Okay, yeah, come back. I don't know what happened, man. We have my man here.
You think we good now?
Yeah, now it sounds good. I don't know what happened. It keeps sounding good.
I don't know what happened either.
See, it keeps coming back. I don't know what it is. But anyway, hang up and then come back, and then we gone.
All right, cool. Work.
All right. All right, man, we got all this. Right. He got this. A little technical difficulty, people. But listen, we gonna make it work. And if y'all want to hear it, trust me, y'all gonna want to hear this guy, man. This guy is something else. This guy is something else. He is a character. If you don't know Handbone, my guy. Let me see. I'm gonna tell him to go to his email. Open link. What's your email? So, because a lot of times, like, that's where y'all do it, right? On y'all email. Try to email. All right. Now, if we had to take a little TV timeout there, we had to get everything right. You know what I mean? We want to make sure that we're good. Let me see here. There we go. All right, I'm going to send it to his email. So, Chris, man, what's going on in the boxing world, man? While you wait for Handbone, man, let us know, man. Because I know you were talking about, Wilder and Anthony Joshua. With that fight, is never going to happen. So, No.
It's on the table to happen. I would say it's on the table to happen now more than ever.
That's disgusting, man.
Because, I mean, look, I'll even make this declaration. I would say that more boxers, especially since Deontay Wilder, there's no real fights for him around here in the States. He done kind of smoked through all of the bums. All of the fighters that are worth fighting are all, you know, London, across the pond type fighters.
Mm.
Except, Usyk, but at the same time, Usyk is from Ukraine. And I think more of them are way more willing to fight Deontay Wilder now, because they see the weakness in his boxing ability.
Mm.
See, his decline. I mean, he doesn't look it, but you know, he is almost 40.
Who, Joshua?
No, Deontay Wilder.
Oh, Wilder, yeah, because he's like my age, yeah.
So, you know, I think it is up for people to want to fight him. So, you know.
So, now, wanting to fight him, is it because of his name? Is it because they know that they can get some money? Like what? Why would you want to fight him at this stage?
Why would you want to fight Deontay Wilder?
Yes.
I mean, you want to fight Deontay Wilder because you feel like, one, it's a payday. And two, if you could keep him busy and stay away from that right hand, you would.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, well, that's going to be very interesting to see how, like, that plays out. because, you know, it's how many people are going to want to keep, you know, want to keep watching that fight, Chris, though? Like, are people going to want to keep fighting that? Hand bone back in the building. Hey, turn your phone sideways. I don't know. Is your phone sideways? Nah, turn it sideways, man. You don't have the auto rotate button? Yo, it looks better. There we go. Yes, that's better. That's better. All right, well, you ain't gotta see me. You just gotta hear me. You know what I mean? You ain't gotta see me. You just gotta hear me. Let me make this. Let me see if I can. Okay. Oh, look at that, being the dad. Your dad's crazy. Well, you can wait. Oh, yeah, she does. She do. I promise you, she does. She has all the. She has all the food that you thought you had, and she. There we go. That's my bad. There we go. All right, I'm just gonna try to. Here we go. Sorry for the technical difficulty, Chris. I got you on the screen. There we go. I got Hambone with Lamar Jackson. That I'm sure he. So I'm just gonna put us all on one link. So I'm gonna mute this. Here we go. Now we cooking with grease. We got the.
There you go. That's Roquan line. You know what it is.
You know what I'm saying? We got the. We got the El Capitan himself, king of the dollar cafes, man. Hey, Hambone, what up, man?
Yo, what up, man? What's going on? We're glad to be here with y'all, man.
Hey, man. Listen, we appreciate you. You know, we couldn't do this show without having you up here, man. Being a Ravens fan, you know, one of the true ones, okay? Because I ain't gonna lie, I'm at work, and every other person, you know, who your team? Oh, I'm a Ravens fan. I ain't
since never when?
Played. That's what I'm saying.
Since when? That's my first thing. Since when?
They can't tell me. You know what I mean? But you know, I just be seeing them. They be like, "Oh, I'm a Ravens fan." I'm like, "Okay, all right, I believe you."
Yo, listen. Anytime somebody say that to me, I go, when the last time you've been to a game?
Oh, you know that. They're going to lie. You know that. They're going
to
lie.
That's my response.
So, and also, again, this is one dude at my job. Shouts out to him. He's a funny guy. He's a Bills fan, but he ain't never been to a game. I'm like, come on, man.
Come they on. Stink.
They stink. So, how you think your Ravens are playing, man? You know, like, you know, y'all moving and shaking out there, man, and the hate that Lamar is getting. Like, what is your take on all this, man?
It's regular business for us. Like, if you watched the game yesterday, we did exactly what we always do. Drop passes. Can't protect the quarterback. Play down to a bad team.
True.
We did all of those things. The only thing that changed was that when we got to the second half, we changed up the play calling, and it worked out for us in our favor. Because they was blitzing us like crazy, and Lamar getting slapped up his head. He getting picked up and thrown down. And I'm like, are we going to make any adjustment? We make the adjustment, and then we play in next Sunday.
Now, with that being said, who would you like to play? Now, I know you're probably going to say it don't matter.
The Chiefs.
Okay. Okay.
You ain't got to give me no long questions. Like, you know, I'm here for the war, dog. Like, I'm here for the war. Like, this is, like, I want to play the Chiefs. I want to play Pat Mahomes. I've answered that question 12 times. Since the start of the game yesterday, I said, I want to play the Chiefs. I don't want to play Buffalo. we realize who Buffalo is. Buffalo is not. Buffalo's a paper champion. Listen. I feel the same way about Buffalo as I feel about the 49ers.
Okay. Watch your mouth.
All right?
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, you heard what I said. Watch damn it, I didn't stutter.
Watch your mouth.
Right? I want to play Pat Mahomes. I want to play the guy. I want to play the best quarterback of our time. That's what I want to see. I want Lamar Jackson to fully embrace this moment and take on the best quarterback of our time. And that dude resides in Kansas City. Not no damn Buffalo.
Well, so it's funny you say that because Chris and I, we continue to talk about that. Like, why are they putting so much stock into Josh Allen? Like,
thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Yo, I'm about to get canceled.
Nah. You ain't doing that. Spreading the gospel.
And let me tell you, like, I'm so mad I got to, like, cap for Lamar because of your ass. But I'm listening to these announcers talk about some, well, he has not really had a good season. I mean, if you just throw out the
Mad Dog Russo.
Talking about some, if you throw out the records, what? That's what? Come on. You
call Mad Dog Russo.
I'm like,
that's
man.
That's what
you call him. Yo, it's disgusting. I said, Lamar is the only MVP, right, that can play well with no mistakes, and the only mistake is he didn't make a mistake so that they can penalize him for it. Never seen anything like it. Well, I'm lying with Cam Newton, of course, black quarterback. But I'm like, they really got pissed at Lamar when he said, yo, I'm betting on myself. Y'all can kiss my ass. I'm betting on myself.
That's right.
He bet on himself. Now, I never seen him. When do they usually give out the MVP award?
Second week.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. So it should be announced like during the championship weekend.
Watch, they're gonna delay that shit because of Lamar. Because I'm gonna tell you, if it was Brock Purdy winning it or CMC, oh, they would announce that joint 2 weeks ago. And I'm a Niners fan.
Listen.
Oh, now we hear echo.
There's a reason why it's like this.
Hold on, I don't know what happened, Handball. We hear echo here.
Mm-hmm.
What you do to your phone, man? What kind of phone you got, man?
You know, I'm on this Galaxy,
baby. Oh, man, that shit. Mm-hmm. That shit on some bullshit, man.
I'm a Galaxy. I ain't an iPhone dude.
I'm never an iPhone dude.
Yo, me too.
Well, you must got an out of this world Galaxy phone because, goddamn, that shit keep echoing.
Yo, you sleep.
No, it's like an echo, though. I don't know what's going on with you, man.
No, I hear the echo, too.
I don't know, man. Maybe. See, once you said the Niners, then shit got crazy. Shit got crazy for you, man. Shit got real crazy for you, man. Let me see.
Yo, listen. Once you mentioned the frauds.
There we go.
Things go wrong.
Okay, let me see something. I don't know what happened, but yeah, man, you talking crazy. But anywho, That's better. That's better, man. That's better. But yeah, no. But I am proud of the Ravens. Here's why: because you guys faced adversity. Now I know everybody talk about the Browns, right? But you guys had to deal with injury from Mark Andrews, Dobbins. Who else was injured for you guys?
Keaton Mitchell.
I mean, come on. And then like on the defense side of the ball, like you guys had figured out. Like, what were some keys that you think, Hambone, that was real vital for you guys to be successful this year versus like last year or like years and previous?
We were able to adapt this year.
Mm.
We were able to say that when the running game wasn't going, we could use the short passing game.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to say that when the short passing game wasn't going, we could throw the ball deep. And then let's call a spade, Lamar Jackson was better,
mm-hmm.
right? He was better. He was terrible in the three games we lost, downright horrible. You know, and I'm a big critic of Lamar when we play bad teams. because I feel like we're never prepared. Hmm. And when Pat Mahomes plays bad teams, it's not a question. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know? So, but why when we play bad teams is always a question. And I put that on the quarterback. Mm. But this season, listen, man, all of the questions about could he throw from the pocket? As Ravens fans, we already knew what it was. And he answered it for everybody else.
Mm. Well, now, with that being said, the Chiefs and the Bills, what do you see tonight far as the keys for the Bills and the keys for the Chiefs? I mean, you could talk your shit too. Please do.
So for the Bills, they got to run the ball. If you put the ball in Josh Allen's hands early, they're going to lose. Mm.
So putting the ball in Josh Allen's hands is going to make them lose.
If you're the Chiefs, you want Josh Allen being Superman first quarter on. Because he's going to throw that ball to you. But if you're the Bills, you need Josh Allen handing that ball off for the first three quarters.
Gotcha.
Fourth quarter, let him put the cape on. Let him be great 17. For the Chiefs, he just can't drop the ball. They got 15 over there. Mm. And ain't nobody better than 15.
You're right.
Like, ever. Nobody's better than 15.
You ain't lying.
And I ain't talking chips. Because, you know, when you talk chips, that's only that dude, Thomas Patrick Brady.
Yeah.
But when you talk about playing the game, ain't nobody better than 15.
Now,
not even eight.
Now, listen, even when you look at, you know, the Chiefs and the Ravens, and as a 49er fan, I will be honest with you. I'm nervous because these teams gives us fits all the time. You know, like we can, you know, and this is why, like, I hate the media. I mean, I get it. They got a job to do. But they start bringing up numbers and Niners this, Niners that. But one thing we have not done yet is beat the Ravens or beat the Chiefs. The Packers beat the Chiefs. We haven't. You know? The Cleveland Browns beat the Ravens. We haven't. And you know why? We have a stubborn-ass head coach in the name of Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan will play down the competition and play scary. He reminds me of the coach from Waterboy. Like, at times, like, when he's playing, for real, whenever he's playing hardball or he's playing Andy Reid, it's like he just, like, shriveled up to, like, he's a middle school kid. You know, it's like everything right. is out the window. But I would love to see what Josh Allen does. And if Josh Allen happened to win tonight, my God, it might be some MVP considerations that they might got to take away from Lamar because he beat the good old Patrick. I'm telling you, they're going to find a way.
They better not.
Yeah, listen. Lamar, it's a seasoned award. But if
they better not.
But if the Bills play and beat the Chiefs, and let's just say Josh Allen have 201 yards, they're going to downplay that MVP award and say, well, it really don't mean anything right now.
Agreed.
I'm telling you.
Well, it don't mean anything because Lamar Jackson is going to win it. And listen, all right, I'm going to talk some shit now.
Please. All right, so there we go.
The bullshit is this. And Dan Orlovsky said it the best. Lamar Jackson is doing everything that Bill Polian and all those old white executives said he couldn't do.
Oh, there we go now. There we go now.
He is now and doing everything at a high level.
Yes, he is.
Now, check this out. What's the difference between Lamar Jackson's game and Josh Allen's game? Lamar Jackson is considered a running quarterback.
Yep.
Josh Allen has more rushing touchdowns than Lamar Jackson.
Free quarterback black, man.
Like, what are we asking right now?
We asking the black man to play his role. That's what they're asking, man. That's what they're asking. They're asking the black man to sit his Negro ass down and give it to the white man. That's what they're asking. You know where there is a dilemma when they're talking about Pat Mahomes because he's half white and he doesn't scare anybody.
Correct.
He doesn't scare the white media. That's what it correct. Is.
Agreed.
But
like it's bad right now because I watched the Bills game and I watched Josh Allen crashing the defenders nonstop. He don't slide. He lowering the shoulder.
Yep.
And you hear them go, that's a courage play by Josh Allen.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. oh, look at him put the team on his back and make the play. He's a big bruiser. And then the same play Lamar Jackson made, he's got to learn to get down. he's not going to sustain.
Why would he do
this,
that?
This is not going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, oh.
Preach. Preach.
We argue with people about the Bills all the time, and I go, how do you figure Josh Allen's a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson? The first thing they say is, well, Josh Allen's a pure thrower of the football. Really? Because Lamar Jackson has more passing TDs.
Yeah, that part.
He has less interceptions than Josh Allen. Right? Like, he has a better QBR than him.
Mm-hmm.
He has more 5-touchdown passing game than Josh Allen. But he's not a pure thrower of the football.
Also, I'm going to go back even further, Handball. You know what he also is? He's also a former Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
Get that.
Now, I say that because when he was coming out of Wyoming, I mean, he was getting all the praise. Man. Oh, my God, this guy is this, that, and the third. Lamar came out and had, you know, as a reigning Heisman winner. Oh, well, you know, I don't know, man, if this game can hold up like that, man. I don't know, man. Like, hey, it's he. Hey, well, you know, Jesus was born on a Sunday, not Monday. So I just and I hate it. I hate that I got to, like, speak highly of Lamar because your ass, right?
No, don't hate it. Embrace it.
No, man. Hell no. Being a 49ers, no.
Embrace it because he's the new black Jesus.
Listen, man.
Like, but ask yourself this. If you can redraft the 2018 NFL draft,
mm-hmm.
and you still got to pick those 5 quarterbacks, what's the order you picking them in?
Who the 5 quarterbacks? What? It's who was it at?
Right. I'll tell you an order. Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold.
No. Yeah, well, you back up.
Josh Rosen. No, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Josh Rosen.
Oh, God.
Lamar Jackson.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right. So you're saying if we had to redo it right now?
You had to redo it right now. You still got to pick those 5 QBs. What's the order you picking?
What's the order I'm picking or what's the order they actually going to go?
I just gave you the order they actually went.
No. I'm saying if you had to pick right now,
yes,
the order
right
they
now.
Actually go based on
what NFL. They've done.
No. Based on NFL people right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I would pick Lamar, but I guarantee if you put this poll up and it was a bunch of GMs, they taking Josh Allen.
Yep.
Say it again. Go ahead. Say it again.
Josh Allen. Then they'll go Lamar. I don't even think, to me, it's not a question that Lamar Jackson is better than Josh Allen. But I do think it's a question to execs.
Yep.
They think Josh Allen is the better quarterback.
But it's only because everything's a thing.
Because everything's a thing.
Because I don't even mention the MVP award when we talk about these guys. I just sit there and go,
When has Josh Allen been all pro?
Never.
Never.
Like, Lamar Jackson, every year that he's been healthy, division title. The man came in to a 4-5 team. His first start, he threw the ball three times. For them three pass attempts, he went on to win the division title.
And let's not forget, Lamar plays in one of the best divisions in the NFL, where Josh Allen plays in one of the worst in the NFL because either it's the Patriots or it's the Bills. So there's never been like Josh Allen was like holding on, because even when Tom Brady was, it was like, we know you're not going to win. So, but every week, you know, Lamar, he has to fight. It is a dog. What, you got Pittsburgh, you got Cleveland, and you got the Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Come on.
Now, when did Josh Allen become Josh Allen?
When Tom Brady left?
No, when he got a nigga on the left called Stephon Diggs.
That too. That too.
Because before that, he was throwing to Cole Beasley.
He was throwing to Cole Beasley.
They put a black man on that side, and he took off.
So say this man like.
And they try to say he made Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, right. Stephon Diggs came from the Vikings. Going crazy.
Exactly. You forget how great Stephon Diggs made Kirk Cousins look.
You like that?
All he did was just do it for Josh Allen.
You like now, that?
We said that when Lamar Jackson got a true number one, he would take off. Mm-hmm. When is he going to get a true number one? We're not saying Zay Flowers is a true number one, are we?
I mean, we're not, but you know, the NFL going to make an excuse to be like, oh, well,
he's going to try to do their best, right?
Yep.
We saying Odell Beckham's a true number one?
No, man, stop playing. He's on his way.
We're saying Rashad Bateman's a true number one? I'm just pointing out the facts here, guys. Like, we're saying that this man took all question marks.
All of them.
He took a running back that missed the previous season. It got hurt week one.
Let's not
and J.K. Dobbins.
Let's not forget, he's missing his best receiver, who happens to be a tight end.
A tight end, and then the backup tight end is looking great.
Exactly.
So, what happens if all of a sudden a kid like Justin Jefferson happens to stroll into Baltimore?
That's some bullshit. I will call damn Paul Tagliabue on this goddamn thing.
Wait, okay. I'll do you one less. What happens if you get a guy like Deebo Samuels?
Oh, man, come on, man.
I'm only putting it out there that these teams have superstar guys in place. He does not. He has one superstar guy in Mark Andrews. One.
And that's, again, and when you're talking about MVP, if you were to take Lamar Jackson off of the Ravens, will they be the Ravens and successful?
No. No, we're not. We've seen that week 18.
But again, if you give Lamar Jackson anyone, and again, this is no disrespect to the guy that's on the Ravens, but if you give Lamar Jackson anyone, is he going to make them better? Yes, he is.
I would agree.
That's
an
MVP to me. That's an MVP.
I would agree. Well,
you know,
I'm just asking. I'm asking for him to get the same treatment verbally.
Never.
As these other guys get.
No.
Because, Chris, you're my witness. 2018, when we lost to the Titans.
Titans, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had 8 drops in the first half. We all blamed Lamar. We said his 500 yards meant nothing. He couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Pat Mahomes gets all those drops in the Super Bowl. They blame the receivers.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's not forget, when Josh Allen couldn't get the ball to Stephon Diggs, they were like, well, maybe there's something wrong with Stephon Diggs.
There's something wrong with Stephon Diggs. This season, all you heard about the Chiefs was what?
Drop
the drops. The drops.
The drops.
I tweeted. I said, I don't feel bad for no Chiefs fan. I've been living this since 2019. Mm-hmm. Every Ravens game that you guys have seen that was on national TV, you have seen five or more drops. Mm-hmm. And on third down, like through the hand, yep. I don't feel bad for none of them. None of them.
I agree.
I've been living this nightmare. Welcome.
He said,
welcome. Freddie Cougar right here in the corner. Y'all gonna learn to love him.
Yeah, you stupid. You stupid. You stupid.
I'm telling you, I don't feel bad. All the injuries, I don't feel bad for them.
Yep. Because
I don't feel bad for them at all.
Because that was another thing that they kept saying about Lamar. Well, he can't stay healthy. That was another knock.
The dude got hurt in the pocket. Both times he got hurt, he wasn't scrambling. The old line let him down.
Yep.
He's trying to get away. We keep wanting to move the goalposts for this dude. Why?
Cause, man.
Why? Why we keep wanting to move the goalposts?
Cause yo, we need a great white height, man. We need a great white height for them.
Let me ask you this: if Lamar Jackson was the quarterback of the Cowboys, where are the Cowboys at today?
First of all, you know, goddamn well, they ain't going to let the whole Negro be no caliber.
But I'm just saying.
For no Cowboys.
Because you figure you're going to give Lamar Jackson CD Lamb?
That's scary.
Like, you're going to give him Brandon Cooks? You're going to give him Micah Parsons on the other side of the ball?
Yeah, that's scary.
I'm just saying, man, this dude doesn't get the respect he deserves. And it's a shame that he's got to win
a Super Bowl
and multiple Super Bowls for them to change the narrative.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's sad. But you know what? Next Sunday, we're going to see.
If we lose next Sunday,
I'll be
don't ask me to come on.
Why not?
Because I'm not coming on.
Yes, you is. Yes, you are.
No, I'm going to be lost. I would be lost, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't.
I'm trying to think, like, out of those teams that are playing, like, how would they stop Lamar? That's why I don't see it. I don't see it.
It's never him. As if the lights are too big. But listen, I'll say this, though. If the Ravens make the Super Bowl, we need to take Don't Shoot the Messenger on the road to the Ravens man cave, which is my house.
Oh, God. Hell
and
no.
Do a live broadcast.
No, hell no. Listen, if the 49ers are there, yeah. But if we ain't, man, fuck your crib. Ain't coming.
No, listen. If the 49ers are there, you're more than welcome. Because the last time you was here, it worked out in my favor.
Listen. You know what? Goddamn, I ain't coming no more. See? Ha-ha. Bitch.
Chris, you seen that photo?
Which
nah,
one?
I see that photo.
Listen, we got a photo from 2012.
I didn't come to your
Super
crib.
Bowl night.
I didn't come.
I got you in your whole uniform.
No.
For a row.
Nah. No, we was at Phil House.
No, we wasn't. We was at my house.
No, for 2012, no. I was in Bridgeport. I was at somebody else's house. I didn't go to your crib.
You had invited me. I'm gonna relook at the photo. It looked like you was right there in your uniform.
No, that was damn Cox had a damn 49ers hat on. Fucking jinxed us. That's why we lost, because Cox had a damn 49ers hat on. Don't let him wear that
Listen,
shit no more.
That was arguably the funniest night of my life.
I was not there. I wish I was.
We were throwing referee flags all over the house.
See? See?
We were challenging every call. It was a great night in Ravens history.
I bet it was. Well, listen, man. I'm just worried about us playing either Detroit or the Buccaneers. I'm not even looking at who we're going to play after that.
Well, let me ask you this question, sir.
What's up?
Last night.
Uh-huh.
How worried were you?
I was very worried.
No.
I said it's over.
How worried he was. He texted me. Fourth quarter, 7 minutes left.
It's over.
Yo, we lost.
It's over. Sober.
That's how worried he was.
Because
so I picked the Packers.
Good job.
And not on no BS because you know, the 49ers fans. I picked them because of the matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that Jordan Love was a hot hand.
Yep.
And he would be able to put stress on those corners.
Yeah, he did. Because Aubrey Thompson, that nigga was hugging out there. He was making love. Like, yo, he was getting on my damn nerves, man. And Jordan Love was so smart. Yo, listen, it was 3rd and 15. He said, I'm just going to throw it down. And I know my guy can't catch it, but I know Aubrey Thomas is going to do something stupid. What the hell he do? Grab him like it's prom night. I said, my God, why?
And I knew Aaron Jones would run the ball well.
Yes, he would.
They had two guys with a high hand.
Yep.
See, the Texans only had one guy. That was C.J. Stroud. But Jordan Love and Aaron Jones went off.
Yep.
So I think after you guys beat them, that was going to be your biggest test.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to roll over who you play next, and then you'll be in the Super Bowl. You guys are too strong to deal with what's going on in that JV league,
the
NFC.
I agree, because our problem is with the AFC, honestly. Honestly,
it's the JV league over there
for right now,
and I mean that with all disrespect.
It's all right. It's all right.
No, yeah. It's JV.
I just want to say, because I do got to go a little bit. That a lot of Steelers fans are like, "Y'all lucky that they didn't get past." But watch next year; they got something for your ass. I'm not even lying.
They're gonna get Russell Wilson.
They're gonna get Russell Wilson.
The Steelers gonna get Russell Wilson.
Nah, they talking about that. They about to get my man Chris Boy, man.
Who? Oh, Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
They're not getting Justin Fields.
I don't know, man.
I would say this: they need Justin Fields, but it's not in their DNA to go after a player of his caliber.
They better.
Correct.
They better.
That's why they're gonna get Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is more in their wheelhouse. But
yeah,
you need to get Justin Fields.
I'm getting Justin Fields because he's young, he's hungry, and he's going to be with a real coach. Okay, that's going to teach him how to play some football.
If the Steelers were smart, they would go, "We want a Baltimore guy."
Yes, because guess what?
We know we got the defense. We know we got the defense that can hang with him. We used to play in Lamar. Lamar is an enigma to us. We want something to do to us. Lamar does to other people. That's what we want.
Does everybody else.
Yep.
You saying it right, Chris?
If I was the Steelers, I would fucking sell the house.
I would too.
On the phone with Chicago going, come on, yo. Y'all really want Caleb, right? Yeah, y'all want Caleb.
You know who else I think should do it? This is going to be a surprise. I believe the 49ers should try to get Justin Fields.
I agree. Finally. Because listen.
That's what's holding them back.
What they did when they passed on Justin Fields for Trey Lance was, and to me, and a lot of teams suffer from this, I want to be the smartest guy in the room. I've seen something that y'all didn't see, so I'm going to go reach on a guy who only played 13 college games, Division and we're going to develop him.
Speaking to the mic, Chris.
We're going to develop him, but here's the problem. Them developing Trey Lance wasn't on their timeline.
No.
Their timeline got sped up real fast because that team was ready to go right now.
Yep.
Smart, they would have said, no, we're going to take Justin Fields. We're not going to listen to everybody. We're going to let Jimmy Garoppolo come out here and run it for 2 to 3 years. And then, similar to Green Bay, we're going to let loose something y'all ain't never fucking seen before.
And now here is the genius of Kyle Shanahan and the stubbornness of him. Kyle Shanahan probably saw this play, and guess who we going to have to pay soon? Brock Purdy. But why not say, you know what, Brock? We like what you're doing, but we don't have the capital to do that right now and let Brock go somewhere else and say, hey, where you been at, buddy? We really wanted you in the draft, but – yes, if I'm the 49ers,
but they don't have to pay Brock a lot.
I know, but still, though, like, I mean, but we got to pay him time.
They could pay Brock the middle of the pack. He's not going to get top dollar. He won't get top dollar from anybody.
The hindrance of Brock Purdy right now is, unless he throws for 300 yards in this NFC Championship game, his draft stock is kind of slowly dwindling.
His draft stock is what it is. He was just the last dude drafted.
I'm talking about
he's along for the ride. And I'm not saying that to be funny.
No. I agree.
Christian McCaffrey might be the best running back since Marshall Faulk.
White Jesus, okay? Only like, white man that can use the N-word in my presence. Go ahead.
Deebo Samuel is a linebacker playing wide receiver. Brandon Ayuk is tearing the world up. And George Kittle eats raw meat in the middle of plays.
And he's barefoot like, doing it.
And they have me playing quarterback, and they're in the NFC Championship game. Could you imagine if they went and got an NFL caliber quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is the reason why y'all put y'all wide receiver at running back and at quarterback at the time. Because y'all quarterback is a regular dude like me.
And I will say this, like, I defend Brock to the highest, you know, because I like what he's doing. You know, I think that Brock is, you know, holding it down for us. Because Lord knows I'll take anything over Jimmy G, okay? But I got to be honest, though. After those three losses and how we played, and I'm just like, okay. I can't lie no more. I can't lie no more. Because what you just said and who we got, I mean, now imagine if we had a quarterback that was dangerous and I could fly like Justin Fields.
It would be, you would have something more than a game. I feel that there could be some growing pains with Justin Fields just because the way that Al Shanahan likes to run his offense.
Yeah.
Some developments that they need to make. But he would give you, and there's no denying this, Justin Fields has that special, which doesn't have.
Special.
It's the, you know what? You just pissed us off because you just threw an interception on a bubble. But then you just broke a sack where you should have been sacked for 30 yards. You just ran for a 50-yard touchdown. That's the stuff you can get. And that's the stuff that can put you over the top. But I do not think, I think the Niners organization fully believes in Brock.
Which is crazy to me.
I think instead of them saying, and I know you're going to hate this, Quet, but instead of him, we spent a lot of Jimmy Garoppolo in you and getting away early, they're going to go, did you see what he did last night? That's what we need. And that's not every time I go into a matchup, team that is of equal footing, you're always on the back end when it comes to quarterback. The other team always got the other quarterback. Brock's good. Don't get me wrong. He's not a bum. He's a very, very good player.
Now, I know what you're saying, man. We got to call a spade a spade.
He's the product of that team.
They got the better quarterback. If you play the Ravens, they got the better quarterback. Shit, if you play Detroit, they got the better quarterback. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you got to get to a point where, like, not only do we have the better team, we have the better quarterback. Or at least we got a quarterback that got special.
Yeah, true.
But check this out. What happens if the 49ers go get a Zach Wilson?
What?
Oh, see, I don't have a specialist in that.
No.
But I like backup.
Because, listen, you've seen Zach Wilson this year. You know he's got a strong arm.
He does.
Purdy doesn't have a strong arm.
He doesn't.
And if you put some real weapon.
Nah, he don't. He's not a good decision maker, though. That's the difference.
That's true. But that can be taught. He's got talent. You got to reel back. Just like Justin Fields got talent, you got to ramp up.
Yeah, I think people look at Justin and Zach in two different ways. I think they look at Justin as right situation. He's great. Mm-hmm. I look at Zach as a failed experience.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I can't even deny, man. Listen, that Justin Field thing, man. You know, I know everybody like, well, why would you get Trey? And I was like capping. I was like, well, you know, you got this, you got that. And in my head, I'm like, why? But let me tell you what the 49ers do have a track record of before I end. They got a track record of loving Ohio State. Because he did play with Bosa, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did play with, you know.
Chase.
So, you don't think that they're like, yo, I like Brock, but yo.
Oh, you said Justin? Justin didn't play with.
No, he didn't play with Bosa, but he played with Chase, right?
He played with Chase.
Right. Still, though.
But Bosa left the year before he got there.
But still, though, you know, they still talking.
Yo, listen, you know what? One of the main things that I don't like about the 49ers is the amount of luck that they get.
No, we had not won a Super Bowl since 1994. I don't know what luck you're
talking
about.
No, that's not what I mean, dog. See, don't try to caveat this.
Nah, I am, because this is.
Really, see what he did there, Chris?
We have not.
He tried to like bring it about a Super Bowl.
It is what
I heard.
Listen, y'all dudes had everybody hurt and ended up with the number two pick in the draft and took Bosa. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, you did the same thing, ended up with the third pick in the draft, and got Trey Lance. Like, this is crazy. What's happening with y'all right now?
Sometimes you just need a little luck, man.
Like, and the Ravens, we lose everybody. We get the 15th pick in the draft.
But you guys are still contenders, though.
But so that's what I be saying. Our depth is what's there. You know, the reason why we're good is because, like, when Lamar's not there, we still got good players playing.
Right.
It takes a lot to get us out. You know, but I would love to get, like, the number two pick in the draft. I want to draft Marvin Harrison.
Oh, yes. I would love to see that, though.
I'd take him. Now, I think the Bears are going to keep Justin Fields.
I think anybody would take Marvin Harrison if given out. I think that's a layup, pretty much a no-brainer.
For everybody.
Hey, let's draft the number one, or let's draft the number 1A on our team. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, or do what the Texans did. Get the 2 and the 3 pick in the draft. Get your quarterback and your DN. Mm-hmm. Right back to back.
Smart.
I mean, I probably would have took the quarterback third so I could pay him less. But, you know, that's me. I'm cheap.
Hey,
unless it's Saturday night.
You know what? You know what? On that note, I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, that's how we got ended.
Yeah, that's how we. But, hey, but listen, man, but we are still going to talk. I appreciate you always jumping on with us, man. Definitely, man.
Definitely.
But we definitely probably going to, before the game next Sunday, we probably going to have another show. So we definitely want you to jump on and give your take on it. And, oh, it's going to be a good one, man.
Hit me up.
All right. Unless it's Saturday night. All right.
If we lose, don't hit me up.
Damn.
Because I'm not responding to anybody. I'm changing my number.
Don't do that.
Don't be that guy.
Don't.
No, I'm that guy this year. Any other year, I stand up and take my losses. This year?
Me too.
I'm hiding.
Me too. I don't got time because this is it for us.
All right, boys. Y'all be good.
All right, man. Well, listen, man, on behalf of Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast, I'm your boy Professional Sutton.
And I'm your boy Chris D.
And on behalf of the Ruck Report, Jersey. Peace.
There you go.
What's up, family? I'm Juan Castillo, and when I'm on social media, my favorite show to watch is the Don't Shoot the Messenger weekly podcast Chris G, Professional Sutton, Rucker Report delivers sports the way it's supposed to be, real and authentic. So get ready to be entertained. My boys are ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
The cameras are on. And zeros are on the clock. Get ready for the realest, most authentic, most entertaining sports podcast there is. You may think you know sports, but they know sports and speak the truth. Here to bring you that truth
is your Big Three.
Give it up for Professional Sutton, Chris G, and the Rucker Report. Jersey. There's nothing to debate when the message is this clear.
Welcome
to the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.